Here it comes.
Thank you. So, welcome everyone to our second session of the Concept Study Ad Hoc Committee's first town hall. It's our second session of our first town hall, focusing on Concept 2. I'm going to go ahead and screen share our agenda, and then we will pass it on to can you guys see it?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, Dove, you want to take us away with a prayer or affirmation?
Thank you. Taking a deep breath and a moment of silence for the adult child in and out of the room that still suffers. And the affirmation of your choice, the language of your choice. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Dove. And Sue, I think you're up next.
Thank you, Kelly. So I'm going to say hello, bienvenue, hola, hello, hi, privyet, namaste, konnichiwa, and mahaban. I am Sue V, grateful and hopeful adult child of 14 years in ACA from Toronto, Canada. And I learned about concepts when I was in my, I'm also in my fourth year as trustee and chair of the board 3 years. I started learning about concepts when I started doing the intergroup work. I found concept 10, which was so helpful in clarifying roles, responsibility, and authority levels in our service. And when I came into World Service, volunteer, and then with the volunteer board stuff, I learned more about the concepts. I deepened it. And I've been a member of this committee for the past 2 years, and I have learned so much. And I love listening with open curiosity as to what everybody is interpreting and what they think everything means, because I learned so much from it. I believe the concepts are important for healthy relationships with the board, with the fellowship, with the delegates in the conference. And I'm going to introduce my members on the committee, and I'm going to ask Kelly, can you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Sue. My name is Kelly J. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. Been a member of this committee since 2022. I'm also a delegate for my home group for this will be the third year. I also was involved in a study group that Karen and I don't know, Karen, did we sponsor it? We put it on for a year or two prior to the formation of this committee. So I am continuing to learn about the concepts. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Kaz, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, thank you. I'm calling from Bellingham, Washington, just north of Seattle a bit. And I've been in ACA about 10 years, been in Al-Anon about 12, restarted the local ACA group after it had been abandoned for a while. I really first heard about the concept of concepts from Al-Anon. And then last year, a little over a year ago, at the fall QDM, I started hearing that people were not really understanding the ACA concepts, which was very surprising. Although I immediately got involved on this committee at that time. And since then, I've learned, well, there's some very good reasons why people are not very familiar with the ACA concepts. So I have been familiar with how important they are, not just for relationships, but also for personal growth in the context of relationships. And so that's what I'm trying to promote, is a better understanding of the concepts so that we can all have a better understanding of that growth. Pass.
Thank you, Cos. I'd like to introduce Dove. Dove, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Dove, and I have this is my third year on the board. And some of you have already heard this. When I was being interviewed for the board, question was, what do you know, or do you know the concepts? I said, well, I know the traditions, but and I've read the concepts, but I really don't know much about them. So when I, during my time on the board, when this group started, I wanted to jump in because I wanted to understand more. And that was my big motivation. I want to understand it, what the effects are, what the relationships are between concepts, traditions, you know, how does it fit, how does it guide us, et cetera, et cetera. And I have loved every second of listening. And I do, believe it or not, I do a lot of listening so that I hear the different perspectives, the different understandings, the different ideas as they become concretized into the suggestions that this group is making for renewing the concepts. So for me, this is a great and wonderful opportunity to learn. So thanks. Pass.
Thank you, Dal. And I'd just like to let everyone know that Josh and Charlie are part of our committee, and they're not able to come in tonight. But if you wanted to hear them, we're in the first session, which we recorded, and it'll take us 2 to 3 days to get the recordings posted. So be patient with us. And over to Kelly.
Thank you, Sue. So our next little section, well, why are we here? That's what we have up next. And I'd like to ask if somebody in the audience would be willing to read this section. Why are we here? Let me see. Can I see raised hands? Patricia.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So why are we here today? The 2024 ABC motion said that to support an informed grouped conscience process, the following language be approved by the conference today for subsequent group consideration and a final vote at the 2025 ABC as a replacement for the current concept two. ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in world service matters.
Thank you very much, Patricia. And I am going to continue reading a couple of things that the committee thought were important to sort of set the tone for hopefully a semi-simplistic idea of what the concepts are. Okay, ACA's 12 concepts of service are 12 statements of principle that explain how the various pieces of world service fit together. This includes the roles and relationship of the fellowship, the conference, the ACA World Service Organization Board of Trustees, WSO committees, and the WSO paid staff. The concepts are intended to be a practical application of the basic spiritual principles represented in the 12 traditions and 12 steps. Our next paragraph is right out of the Big Red Book, page 615. The 12 concepts keep our world services and groups focused on carrying a consistent ACA message while maintaining a service structure responsible to the fellowship voice. The concepts help trusted servants discern the will of ACA and carry out the responsibilities granted by the fellowship. We bring humility and gratitude to this fellowship work. At times, we act on behalf of the fellowship, knowing our duties are on loan from the fellowship as a whole. We also thought it was important to read tradition two. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. We also want to put out this as an idea for folks to ponder. The ACA Concept 2 is intended to implement ACA's Tradition 2 in the context of world service. Moving on to our next section. Cause, do you want to start and I'll take the second half or vice versa?
I'll go ahead and start here. Let's see. Okay, the current
Pause,
concept.
pause. I'm sorry, cause, can you pause for a minute? We
Yeah.
are g allowing 20 minutes for this entire section. Could somebody time us?
Good point.
I'm
Marty
happy.
has her hands up.
Oh,
Her
okay.
hand up.
I can
Great.
time for how many minutes? 20 minutes.
Totally, total 20. That's including any Q&A cause.
Okay.
Sure
And
thing. Okay, well, I'll start out with the basic issue is starting with the current concept. Authority for the active maintenance for our world services is hereby delegated to the actual voice, comma, the effective conscience for our whole fellowship. So what's wrong with that? We believed, and we had all come to the committee having discussed with many other people, that this current language is fundamentally flawed. The main flaw is, well, who the heck is the actual voice and the effective conscience? Or even if you were going to say hereby delegated to the actual voice, comma, which is the effective conscience, well, who the heck is the effective conscience for our whole fellowship? That was the original question. But as we analyzed this, we came up with a couple of follow-up things. Well, okay, let's pick an entity to be the actual voice and effective conscience. But that's the first question you'll see on number one. But then the next one is, well, who the heck gives anyone the authority to pick such an entity? And we thought, well, the conference has that authority based essentially on concept one, that the conference is the ultimate authority. But frankly, the next issue is number three. Well, what do we mean by the voice or effective conscience? What is it that this entity is supposed to do? The original statement says the active maintenance of our world services, but obviously we already have a WSO, so what are we talking about here? And so we came up with some revised language that hopefully answers these two questions and doesn't raise too many other unanswered questions. What we said is the ACA groups, the individual groups, delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience, and to represent not just the groups, but the fellowship as a whole in what in world service matters. So that's the language. Kelly, are you taking on here?
Well, I think I will screen share the concepts side by side, right? The current
Will
and
do.
the
I mean,
revised.
yes, please do that.
Okay, let's move to that.
It's the last page. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, here it is. So, I mean, I would like to just pause and be quiet and let y'all look at this, sort of side by side. Again, as Cause pointed out, we had three sort of main questions that we thought really should be answered in concept two that weren't in the original concept. Marty, I see your hand up.
I just have a question. So let me look at this before I think about saying it. Okay, the World Service Conference. Can you define what that is?
That's the Conference of Delegates. That's the folks that show up at the ABC, the folks that show up at the quarterly delegate meetings. I mean,
Okay.
does that answer it enough or
So the
pause?
World Service Conference are those delegates that show up at the ABC and the QDMs.
They're representing their groups.
Okay.
May I make a little clarifying statement, Kelly?
Absolutely.
The phrase World Service Conference is part of a simultaneous effort to clarify what is the role of the conference. As you may know, we're working on a charter. I say we because many people working on concept two and six, and now on all looking at all the concepts, are also working on creating a charter. And in the old days, and currently in ACA literature, you hear reference to the ABC this and the ABC that, because it wasn't called a conference, it was called an annual business conference. And rather than simply speaking of a meeting that happens once a year, and now once a year plus quarterlies, it seems to be more accurate to refer to it as the conference, because these delegates actually serve as delegates for a full year, unless they quit, obviously. And so it isn't just a one-time event that has a meeting. It's a group of people who are trusted servants to their local groups, their intergroups, and to the regions.
Okay, so wouldn't it read ACA Group Delegates to the World Service Conference?
To explain that,
I'm sorry.
where do the delegates get their authority? Well, they get their authority from the groups. So the groups are delegating to that conference of trustees the authority.
I understand that now.
Can I make a request that we raise our hands to be called on and when we're doing the Q&A?
Try to remember. I always forget. Sorry.
Thanks, Kaz.
Let me see. Shangri-La, I see you have your hand up. Let me just jump back to. Okay. Shangri-La, please come on in.
Thank you. So, can you go back to the slide that you were showing? Yes. Thanks. I'm a first timer at this meeting, and when I read the proposed concept, a World Service Conference sort of causes a confusion. We already have a nomenclature. The World Service Conference is called the Annual Business Conference, and when we meet on a quarterly basis, it's called the QDM. And now we are introducing another word, another nomenclature, and we're calling it the World Service Conference. It's very confusing. Can we have the same nomenclature? Because at the end of the day, we are talking about the same body of people. That's question number one. And question number two is World Service Matters. Now, WSO is, instead of saying World Service Matters, Can we just say WSO? Because World Service Matters is a very, very large, all-encompassing term, which could mean, the conference can, because my intergroup or my India region maybe in the future will be a part of the fellowship. And we don't want World Service Matters to tell us how to do our business here because our local law and regulations are different, and we need to follow the land of the law, or rather the law of the land. And so these terminologies, I think they need to be clarified. World Services Conference, if we just keep the same terminology as ABC and World Service Matters, we bring that, narrow it down to the WSO, the organization WSO, which is the business arm of our fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you, Shangri-La. Well, I'll speak to I think part of what you brought up, something similar to what Marty brought up. When we first started to look at Concept Two, one of the first things that jumped out at us was that we're trying to and cause, I think you already sort of said this, so we were trying to move away from the idea that most folks seem to have in their mind the annual business conference was one weekend a year, and that was it. And that's when everybody showed up. The hope was that everybody was informed enough to make good group conscience informed decisions. But moving away from it just being one weekend a year, and trying to create open up the idea that the World Service Conference, the folks that show up at the annual business conference, it's sort of a year-round idea of getting together, continuing to be informed, continuing to be educated. So we really intentionally tried to move away from just saying the annual business conference. And we did, there was discussion about there being confusion, especially when we introduced the QDMs. Now we have something else. But we sort of, we were hoping that again, through educational process like we're in now, and there has been a shift with the QDMs that we are sort of moving away from this idea that it's one weekend a year. It's an annual business conference. Annual means once. So we're trying to sort of shift that idea. And anybody in the committee have anything to add to that? I appreciate you bringing that up, though, because it is something that we have taken into consideration. I see three hands. I'm not sure. Does someone want to speak to Shangri-La, one of our committee members, before Sue?
Yeah, I wanted to, but Kaz had his hand up first. So, Kaz, do you want to? I
Thank you.
have something interesting to say.
Thank you, Sue. I was going to address the second half of her
Me
comments.
too. Go ahead, you go first.
If you look at the language in the current concept, it doesn't talk about WSO at all. It says maintenance of our world services. And in my mind, the wording is, yes, slightly different, but essentially and effectively exactly the same. World Service Matters is what we understood was meant by maintenance of our world services. So there was no intent to change anything whatsoever by that, although the words are slightly different. And I'm very much interested in hearing how you see the difference, as very clearly we have no intent to interfere with the freedom and independence of all groups, local, intergroup, or region. And obviously, every country has its own rules and its own culture. And the only thing that this is supposed to address is those things that were already addressed in the current concept. Pass.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Kaz.
Claude.
Yeah.
If I may add, I'll take it one step further because there was no intent, but I can absolutely, now that Shangri-La said that, I can see it. And when it says world service matters, that is a huge piece, especially for geography and politics and law. And I'm wondering, we may, just thinking aloud right now, it may be that in our world service matters, maybe that narrows it to just ACA, or in ACA, world service matters. So anyway, I just would like to say I see where the problem could be internationally, and I don't know if that would assist Shangri-La or not.
Thank you, Sue. I'll call on Patricia.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful to at least at the beginning have some definitions at the bottoms of the pages when we propose these, when we put these concepts out. And I do like the idea, by the way, of adding ACA World Service Matters, because obviously we don't have any authority for anything else anyway, but it would be nice to be specific and precise. I see, World Service Conference. Absolutely. What we're really talking about are the elected delegates who show up to the meetings, and that's what we're talking about there. And they do tend to stay the same over the course of a year, and sometimes into even more than a year. So I think this makes more sense the way that it is, especially if we and I do see the need. I have seen it in other organizations referred to as the delegation or the House of Delegates or things like that. Because by definition, we are delegated. I mean, that's why we are called delegates. So anyway, but this terminology seems to be fine, as long as it's understood what we're talking about. And I think definitions would be nice. Thanks.
Thank you. And Shangri-La.
Yeah, so World Service Conference, if we can have some sort of a nomenclature, like Patricia said, to define what we are talking about. But the World Service Conference, you see, you're talking from the point of view, the language which is used is being largely Western. Whereas here, when we talk of a conference, we could be talking of a Congress, or we could be talking of a convention. And I'm so used to the ABC. And if we want, instead of calling it an annual business conference, we could just call it the business conference as and when called for, or some nomenclature which keeps the language same. If you change it here in the concept, it has to change everywhere else. And that's a lot of re-education. That's one. And number two, I'm happy with the words. ACA, World Service Mat Organization Matters. So World Service Matters and ACA WSO Matters, WSO being an organization that we are referring to. So that really makes a lot of difference to me at this moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Shangri-La. How much time do we have left in this section?
2 minutes
Marty.
and 48 seconds.
Okay, thank you. And Marty, you're next.
I like what Shangri-La said, and what a, and also, we're coming up with a glossary, and it would be good to have some kind of an explanation, like world, let's see, World Service Conference equals the ABC and QDMs. Or something, so that, and I realize it's a re-educational matter, but I don't know, it's a kind of a quandary, but I understand what you're all trying to do. And I've been in a long time, so I'm just coming in as an old-timer trying to see change.
Thank you, Marty. Some good food for thought here, for sure. We have a minute 40 left. Anybody else before we move on?
Asthma.
It says ACA groups. That we have so many groups in ACA. I think it would be great if we actually said something like ACA meeting groups. Delegate. And also delegate is like almost like giving someone else the task, delegating it off to someone else. So it doesn't seem like it's actually it's the delegates who are in the ACA meeting, and and to the World Service Conference, that makes a lot more that sentence makes a lot more sense to me. And then the authority. So I'm just trying to understand it. To me, I don't fully understand unless someone actually shares about it or talks about it. To get my head around it. Otherwise, I'm like, I'll just stay right out of it because I don't really get it, otherwise. And so, but when people explain it to me, then I get it. But if they have to explain it to me, there's something in that as well that might need to be raised. And so my understanding is it's the delegates have the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience. I see my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you, Asma. So we are out of time for this section, and all of a sudden I see four hands up. So we can either give everybody a minute and then we'll be about 4 minutes over. Would that be acceptable? Nods of heads, any indication? Okay.
Kelly, from the committee's perspective, we have two speakers versus four speakers tonight, so I think we have a little flexibility.
Okay, so we will go ahead with that and try to keep, your questions or comments to, around a minute. That'd be great. Thank you. I don't know what order, so I'm going to call it how I see it, which is Jane.
Hey, thank you. I agree with the language. If it's confusing, then we're overcomplicating it, and we need to, I would say, to simplify the language. I think, saying that we should write to a fourth grade education is a very good way of approaching things, because delegate, again, depending on the context, has multiple meanings. Again, with the World Service Conference, understanding that concept has a different collective, different meaning. And then I do really appreciate the potential to rephrase to represent the ACA Fellowship in World Service Matters. I would just like to tag only on the end of it. So it would read to and to represent the ACA Fellowship in World Service Matters only. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Ruby.
Mine is real quickly. It's very quick. It's the point that I think is causing the confusion is that we're not seeing who is given the authority to do what. So I would add, everything is fine. ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the complete authority in operational and administrative duties, and to act as the effective voice and conscience, because at the end of the day, ACA is a legal entity that have to answer to here in America, to California State, and as also to answer to the federally constructs of organizations in the form of the IRS. So, of course, we would need the World Service Conference to have the authority to represent us in those areas. And that's pretty much it. We need to just define what is the nature of the authority. Otherwise, it seems as if the World Service Conference have total authority, and the delegates and everybody else in the fellowship are just drones. I would also like to say I don't shame. Oh, I don't remember who said it, but we must also consider that the concepts are applicable to international locales, and they may have different language constructs. So I think we're working on an international regions so that they could make, you know, like they can implement their ideas, because every group is autonomous, every region is autonomous, et cetera, et cetera. So I agree with that notion. We have to consider the international dimension. Thank you. I pass.
Thanks, thank Ruby. You, Ruby. And Shangri-La, looks like you will be it.
Oh, yeah. Shangri-La.
Yeah. I'll just keep it very short. Well, number one is groups. I've scanned through the literature, but I can't seem to identify groups versus meetings definition. And so we are struggling here in India. We're just establishing ourselves as an intergroup and a larger organization. And it's difficult to differentiate between what is a meeting and what is a group. And there are groups which have been running for 3 or 4 years now, but they consider themselves a meeting. And there are people who are just running one-off meeting and they consider themselves a group. They have no organization. And so we need to also define somewhere in this, what is really a group? How long does it have to be in existence? Online groups versus face-to-face meeting, localized groups, these, how can they be constructed and what can be called? Otherwise, we will have a number of people having very loosely defined groups, so to speak, with a right to send a delegate. But then we may not have delegates who are well-informed or well-versed with the language and the matter at hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Shangri-La. Cause, your hands up.
Yes. Some of what I'm hearing is detail that we would expect would be in a conference charter, which ACA does not have at the moment. If you take a look, as the charter group has done, at the charters that are in use in many other, and we've looked at 8 different so far, at least 8 different, many other 12-step organizations, they speak to all of this to help lay out these details. The concepts were expected to be, similarly to other 12-step entities, much more high level and rather vague, because they are concepts, not specifics, as to how to get things done. That's what's to be in a charter or even a service manual, which is another thing we desperately need and hasn't been worked on, or at least hasn't been worked on in quite a while, recognizing that some people tried to get that started a ways back. So that is not to make light of these questions. It is only to say that at least so far, what our group took as its scope was not to delve into minute detail, because that would be in the charter development. Pass.
Thank you, Cause. Yeah, I was going to sort of echo something similar. So thank you for that. I think we're fit. Shangri-La, your hand is up.
Oh, no, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I think we're complete on this section. A lot of good stuff, and I'm glad we're recording it, because our committee will have to listen to it again. And I believe we're going to move on to our next section. Okay, this is our panel speakers. So tonight we have Karen and Ruby. They're going to share their experience, strength, and hope on concept 2. And you guys, up to 5 minutes.
I'll let them introduce themselves. Karen, you're up.
I was going to suggest, I went first earlier today. I would suggest if Ruby wants to let you go first, Ruby.
Well, I just finished answering a question, so I can send it back to you. I have no problem with you going first.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. No, I can do that. Thanks, Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop the screen share at this juncture?
Yeah, just, let's see. Stop screen. There we go.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Karen. I'm a gratefully recovering adult child and recovering in ACA. And what I usually don't emphasize in the context of ACA meetings, I do point out in this particular discussion, I also am recovering in Al-Anon. I started both Al-Anon and ACA around the same time. A good chunk of time passed 15 years ago. And I do consider that that saved my life. I'm very grateful for that. And the reason I want to emphasize my involvement in Al-Anon is that it has heavily informed my understanding of the concepts. I walked into an Al-Anon meeting discussing the concepts in my first summer of recovery, and without going into the details of the events that precipitated me sort of attaching to the concepts as part of an important part of the solution, that really was the effect it had on me. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family where family relationships were tumultuous and toxic and dysfunctional across the board. And the traditions and concepts were my first encounter of a framework that helped me establish sanity in my relationships, whether other people even knew about them or not. And so that was my first encounter with a framework that allowed me to set boundaries around what is healthy for me to expose myself to and what not. That in turn then actually created the space in which I could work a program of recovery, healing my relationship with myself, which is what we focus on in ACA. I studied and practiced the traditions and concepts in Al-Anon for 10 years. And then I started having conversations with people at ACA World Services about them. And I discovered, to my surprise, that the ACA concepts are not the same that I was learning about in Al-Anon. And so I started studying those ACA concepts. That is part of, as Kelly had earlier mentioned, that is part of the thought process that led to discussions about some of the vaguenesses and the inconsistencies and confusion that arises from the ACA concepts as they're currently written, specifically concept two. But if you look at them all in concert, it really affects all of the ACA concepts. And so I'm really grateful to see this conversation happen that can lead us to a well-informed group conscience about how the concepts can more effectively serve the fellowship of ACA and create the kind of clarity of relationships that allows us to build trust amongst one another as we engage in service within our meetings, between different meetings at the World Service level. Some of the words that sort of came up at the earlier discussion today are trust, accountability, sort of clearly defined relationships are really important. And having, this is my takeaway from studying the concepts of Al-Anon, which are exceedingly well written, having a clear understanding of who has the ultimate authority and who delegates what to whom and how accountability is managed is really crucial when it comes to that. And so that Really, I think I just want to sort of look a little bit back at the history. I think some of the confusion inherent in the ACA concepts as they're written in the Big Red Book is related maybe to the history of our fellowship and the state of affairs when the concepts were written were actually adopted from AA, and maybe some tweaks were made to reflect the situation the fellowship had at the time, which, if I understand the historical record correctly, there was no very clear distinction between the World Service Organization and the conference. There was a lot of overlap, a lot of people attended both in basically similar roles. And so there was no clear distinction to be made. But that state of affairs doesn't meet the needs of the fellowship we have today, which is growing exponentially because there is so much need. And so I'm grateful to be part of the conversation about how can we adapt the concepts and create language that is more inclusive and more adaptable to what we're dealing with today. Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Karen.
you very much, Karen. And I just want to add that Karen was one of the co-authors, if not, one of the co-authors of the 2022 ballot proposal that presented potential changes to concept 2 and 6, and that did make it to the 2022 ABC agenda, and hence this committee was sort of born out of that. So thank you so much, Karen. And Ruby, you are up. You got up to 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. I think the clock is, oh, the clock is need to be restarted.
Yes. Who's doing the timer, by the way? Is Marty, you're still doing it. Oh, thank you so much. You're on it.
Okay, everyone. Hi, my name is Ruby, and I'm a grateful member of ACA. I spoke earlier this morning, but this may be a different crowd. So I've been around for a very long time. I'm not a newcomer by any stretch of the imagination. I live in Southern California, native, and I was around during the second iteration of ACA, which we're in right now. And I participated in the formations of new ACA meetings. In Southern California. At that time, ACA, my home meeting was Al-Anon meeting. I come from Al-Anon. That's my core program. I've been in it over 4 decades. And the focus of the Al-Anon meeting was ACA. So that was my introduction into ACA 30 some odd years ago. Okay, that's just a little bit about my background. I have worked the concepts, all of them, but primarily in Al-Anon. I've worked it in other programs, but never in AA. I've never been a member of AA or any NA or any type of that type of external addiction. So basically, for me, the concept as written is a little vague. The rewrite is vague because it doesn't designate specifically what authority, what is the nature of the authority. And yes, we are hampered by the fact we don't have a charter, nor do we have a manual of service. So there's not that research that we can do. But when I worked the concepts, concept one taught me about authority and responsibility. I grew up in a household where what I had no voice. When I was speaking with my father, he was the one who was always right. With my mother, she was always right. With my older sister, she was always right. When I got married, my husband was always right. My boss was always right. The society in which I lived in as a woman, the men were right. The women were had to play catch up. So my point is, even in racial context, I was always in the wrong. Somebody not black was always right. And so I had to explain myself. One of the beauties of working the concept is that it gave me a voice. And because in concept two, the focus is on accountability. As the concept is written now, it is very difficult to instrumentalize the concept in personal life. But as was stated by Karen, the concepts are fully fleshed out in Al-Anon. They have a charter, they have a manual of service. So it's easier to refer to these pieces of literature to augment the understanding of the concepts. So for me, the concepts are not just a tool for the conference. It's a concept that I utilize in my everyday life. When I understood in concept two that I have to be accountable for whatever task I've been delegated, even when that task is self-delegated, when I volunteer for it, I am accountable for it. And I combined it with concept one in the sense that concept one focuses on authority and it focuses on responsibility. Whatever task I'm delegated, because these things build on one another, I have the authority to act within the task to the best of my ability. That means that as a person in recovery, I am free from micromanaging, nitpicking, gaslighting, et cetera, et cetera. So where am I going with this? I want to talk a little bit about the solution, which I didn't do in the morning. I want to say that by using concept two, I learned how to trust not only myself, but to trust others. I learned that I was not alone, that if I needed help, I could ask for help, and I could learn to trust myself so that I can be willing to trust whomever I'm working with, that they would be accountable for whatever it is that they decided to do. In that process, I learned responsibility, and I want to wrap this up. Please bear with me. I learned that my previous way of interacting with others, using manipulation, controlling, and being in a state of fear, cheated me out of recovery. It cheated me out of friendships. It cheated me out of fulfilling relationships with others. And I learned how to be accountable. It's okay for me to say that I made a mistake. Mistakes are not crimes. I grew up in a household where all mistakes were crimes. So I learned to recover and rebuild my self-esteem by using step one, you know, learning the family lie, you know, learning that I didn't have to live with the labels that I were counting. As you can hear, I'm very gung-ho about applying the concepts into everyday life. I have more, but I've already went over a minute over my time. So yes, that's how much the concepts have meant to me in my life. Thank you for allowing me to share. Oh, I forgot, I run a concepts workshop. Forgot about that.
Thank you very much, Ruby. Both you and Karen, great, powerful stuff. We're going to open it up for 20 minutes now for questions and comments to the panelists and maybe anybody else in the committee that wants to jump in. And I'd like to ask if one of the other committee members can take the role of calling on the hands that come up.
I can do that. Oh, Kaz, you want to?
Yeah, I'll do that, Dove. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Marty, would you set our timer for 20 minutes? Okay. It is an open floor. And we try to watch that we're not talking for too long, like maybe 2 minutes roughly each.
Kelly, questions? Could someone time?
Yeah, Marty's timing.
The 2 minutes, I mean.
Oh.
A proposal.
Do you want 2 minutes each person or 20 minutes for the whole section?
Well, 20 minutes for the section for sure.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Yep.
You want me to try to time 2 minutes on my phone too?
Well, somebody, maybe not you.
I would appreciate if somebody else would do that.
Yeah.
I could do that. I could do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. There's still no hands up yet. Yes, go ahead.
I was writing it in the chat. I was saying I think I understand the direction of what I'm hearing at this meeting, and I think that it's really imperative that whoever reads the concepts understand what the definition of the words are. So I realize it's an educational process because I've seen this since the last ABC where we have been transitioning into this term. But somewhere, I just would like to see either meanings at the bottom of the page or somewhere as a resource thing that we can refer to it so that we have a chance of understanding it when we actually read it when it gets solidified. That's all I have. I don't know if that made sense or not, but.
At least the way I hear it, if you don't mind, is that you want like some terminology defined.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Carlos.
I'll raise my hand.
Go ahead, Kelly.
So I'm curious. I suppose this isn't really directed at Karen or Ruby, but I'm sort of curious, maybe from the group, if there's understanding when we talk about a charter or a service manual, and that being the place to sort of fill in the gaps on explaining in more detail the relationship of the conference to the WSO to the Board of Trustees. If there's an understanding that the concepts are sort of they're confusing, and that to fill in the gaps and more a better understanding would be in a charter or a service manual, neither of which ACA has at the moment. So it's sort of a question statement. That's it.
Karen, I see your hand.
I would like to speak to the broader question of terminology, and I'm reading with interest the discussion in the chat about meetings versus groups. Some of that reasoning is new to me, and then again, I am aware that there are certain groups that meet 7 times a week, which is definitely a possibility with the virtual meeting setup. I don't think that's as common. That would be as likely or as common with an in-person meeting. And the challenge that we're facing is that a lot of the terminology is worked out in committee, right? This is, and I'm gonna pick random names. I hope I'm not picking anybody's name who's here, because I'm really trying to keep it kind of broad and general here. But Mary says a meeting is X, Y, and Z. And then John says a meeting is A, B, and C. And so right now we're hashing this out between individual fellow travelers. And one of the benefits of having the conference, if it works right, is that we have this dialogue across the fellowship. Delegates come together in the conference, have this conversation about terminology that makes the most sense to the broadest group of people. They take that back to their group. That informs conversations in the group, which then in turn the delegate takes back to the conference, and that informs the conference discussion. And then sort of somewhere down the road, we're a long way away from that, but somewhere down the road, a service manual and a charter can be developed that have broadly understood and broadly agreed upon language, which will then be like that glossary that people have been asking for. And so we have a lot more conversation that needs to happen before we get to that point. Thank you.
Sharon, Puerto Rico.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. I have various questions, and I'm not sure who could answer them, but I'll just say them. I'm feeling a bit confused as to why there needs to be a whole committee just to change the wording of a concept. And I'm thinking that maybe this is more related to changing the language, more related to the creation of the charter. And creating the charter is what's going to end up guiding the conference. And my question is, will at some, if all goes well and all these things happen and everything changes for the better of the fellowship and service, my question is, would this, okay, so maybe I'll need more than a minute. In AA, I come from AA, and for delegates, there aren't like delegates for groups that go to the conference. The delegate, it's just one for all of Puerto Rico. We have like 100 groups with hundreds of meetings, but there's just one delegate for all Puerto Rico who participates in the world AA service. And that delegate needs to go to elections and needs to present. And that's a whole process. And it's not like the delegates we have now in ACA. So many questions, many things. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being here.
Kelly.
Well, we have to raise our hands. Is that what it is?
Should do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, Ruby, if you'd like to respond, you go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just trying to figure out how to, I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, okay. In response, I'm trying to, I have a new computer and it's, everything is in a different spot. So, okay. This may help. I come from Al-Anon and I can understand the use of the word delegate. In Al-Anon, the delegate, you know, the way the structure is, we have like thousands of Al-Anon meetings, but they are broken up into intergroups, districts, areas, and the area, which, let's see, the districts have, the meeting that I am in, the district has 90 meetings, and the area has like 500, just in one little small section of Southern California. And they send a delegate to the conference. And the reason for that is because Al-Anon is almost as large as AA. Because wherever you find alcoholics, you find Al-Anoners. So Al-Anon is huge and it's all over the world. So, but they can't afford to send what is called a GSR in some programs or GR in another program. That would be thousands of people at a convention, right? That's too many delegates, right? So a delegate represents a huge section of people in places like apparently in AA and in Al-Anon. But think of it this way. This is how I think of it. A delegate in ACA is analogous to a general service rep in either AA or general rep in Al-Anon. That's what a delegate is on in terms of the level. Does that help just a little bit?
Sharon, does that help?
Thanks, Ruby. Thank you so much for the explanation. I was thinking more of what would end up happening, what would come after the changing or modification of the concept to then create the charter, to then that charter guide the conference, and then delegates won't be what they are right now in ACA.
Probably won't. I mean, I don't know for sure. It depends on what the groups decide. But ACA is growing rapidly, just like Al-Anon grew rapidly, just like AA grew rapidly. And at a certain point, it becomes unwieldy. So what happens is things are broken up into sections, and so it can be more manageable. And I'm assuming, based on precedent, that it'll probably happen in ACA, but it's not something we need to worry about now. We're a long ways away from that. But the charters usually are descriptors for whatever positions, like this is a delegate, this is what they do. And then we also have Article 10 that binds us, which is the warranties that, just our mission statement and what we will do and what we won't do. So that's pretty much like a work in progress. And then you have the manual of service that will go into even more detail. But we're not there yet. So unfortunately, we can't. I know I can't. I can't forecast the future. I don't know what we'll look like afterwards.
Okay, I'll call on myself briefly. I'll just try and address Sharon's question. The difficulty that you're pointing out is well recognized because we are at the very start of what is just obviously, in my opinion, very obviously going to be a many-year process of recreating how we are with each other and how we work with each other. And definitely it's not going to be voting on concept two will immediately result in a new charter and things are going to change dramatically. First of all, no change is going to take place dramatically, period. Second of all, we've got the rest of the concepts to go through as well. We've got to work on terminology, and at the same time, we're going to be working on a charter, and we're not going to be addressing a charter. At least I don't think I can see a rational way of creating a charter section by section, where, okay, this year you vote on section one, and next year you vote on section two, because section one is going to impact section two, and section six is going to impact. So at least the only way I can see rationally is you create a document and then everybody gets to bat it around for however many years it takes until it settles out. So there's not going to be any sudden changes. And now I will go to Mary Jo.
I just wanted to say, if it hasn't been said already, I'm on the ABC study committee and working on the charter, and I find that the concepts in the charter go hand in hand, that I'm glad that we have the concepts first, even though we may be changing some of them, but it's informing the work on the charter. And so I don't know if there's a chicken and egg thing here or not, but yeah, I think it's really helpful to have the concepts in place and then keep going. Yes.
Okay, I see Karen and Jane. Let me call on Jane because we haven't heard from her.
Hi, thank you. I want to speak to what the accessibility of the concepts. The program needs to be accessible to everybody from every kind of uncomprehensive level. And so when we're getting to this more complex language to describe our concepts, we alienate a portion of our program participants. And so by simplifying and keeping things as simple as possible, we really allow the program and the fellowship to be open to everybody And I think that's really important because, especially for newcomers, when you're coming into the program and you're trying to wrap your head around everything that's going on and you feel like your whole world has been turned upside down and things are starting to make sense and things that were obvious before are no longer obvious and things that were complicated before are now very clear and very obvious. We lean on these documents to really make sense of our world. And if the language is unnecessarily overcomplicated, it alienates a portion. And I pass.
Thank you. Karen.
Thank you. I'm coming back to some of what Sharon was saying, and I think also to what Jane just said. One thing I find important to keep in mind about the concepts is that they outline principles. They do not describe specifics. They outline principles, relationship principles, principles of what constitutes authority, what constitutes accountability, and how do we establish trust. And basically, those principles can be applied across the board. I posted a link to the Al-Anon concepts in the chat. I want to urge everybody to read them because they are just amazing in their clarity and simplicity. And I have so much awe and admiration for the founders of Al-Anon that really were able to craft this language, which has brought me so much sanity and healing. I think accessibility is really important, but if I had my druthers, we would just sort of take the Al-Anon concepts and just put them into ACA and use them for our purposes. But I don't get to control outcomes here. So I'll just say this is what I would like to see. And I just want to ask everybody to read them, and that might help us work toward the clarity that we're seeking. Thank you.
I would like to address a comment that looks like I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing. Okay, I switched my interest and lost all the chats. That's what I thought. We will endeavor to record the chats as well as the audio of the meeting. And let's get back to participants. Asma, your hand is raised.
I'm learning a lot. Because I came from Al-Anon too, and it works really well. But and even though it works really well, I remember being in Al-Anon, I still wanted to learn about the concepts of service, even in Al-Anon. And it only happens if we actually share about it in the meetings, because I can't wait for a whole month for our district meeting or intergroup meeting to learn about it. And I learned a lot about it through longtime members who they themselves had to start somewhere to learning about it. And it is a language of its own. But if I don't talk about this language, it's like riding a bike. If I'm not going to ride the bike, get on it, I'm not going to understand it. And I think that's where the concepts of service comes from. And there are different words for different fellowships, like, GSR, group service rep, or group rep in Al-Anon is what I'm seeing as more as a delegate for ACA. So if I'm having trouble understanding it, I'm sure I'm not the only one. And I'm just also the other thing I have in my mind, because I've got a minute, is I'm not sure what the outcome of this today's meeting is actually about. I'm a bit confused. I know it says revision, but what's going to happen after we get off of this meeting? Is there going to be, another meeting, another revision, more talks about it, go back to your meetings and be the delegate or slash GSR or group rep and talk about it and then bring it back to the conference? I'm just confused. Thanks.
Yes, I'll call on myself here real quick just to say we were going to address that later in this meeting and talk about next steps. So looks like we're, yes, down to close. Kelly, you want to take over at this point?
Yeah, great discussion. Good timing there too. So we're moving into our closing section, and I'm just going to screen share this again because so you all can see it, other than just listening to me.
Do we have a time for this?
10 minutes.
Thank you.
So what was just asked is, you know, what are we doing with this? Here we go. What will we do with comments? And I'm going to read right off of our script here. We are gathering thoughts and feedback on the current proposed language for concept two. Given the 2024 motion, our understanding is that the proposed language will not change between now and 2025, which is when it's coming back to the ABC for a final vote. However, the committee will take feedback for further study and discussion, and it is possible it might result in updated proposed language recommended to the conference in 2025. Part of this session today is, you know, we all want to come back to the conference and be able to make informed decisions. So this is part of the educational process on what we're proposing for concept two. And the hope is that we all learn something. We all have some information to take back to our groups. And when we do come back to 2025, if this is presented, then you guys will be more informed on how to make a vote. And if we decide that there were some really relevant and great things pointed out, and we need to take a look at our proposed revision, then that's also a possibility. This was our first town hall, our first educational session. We do intend to have a couple more. You know, it takes a lot to plan these, so we don't have another one planned yet. But the hope is that we will have another one. And hopefully everybody keeps coming back and trying to learn about the concepts because you know they are confusing. The language is confusing in some areas. There's side of conflictual ideas. So we're here trying to slowly, very slowly, try to untangle some of that, along with hopefully drafting a charter. How to engage with the committee. So our committee does meet, well, we're meeting every week right now. We do have a web page. We also have an open Slack channel. You all can see how you can get to all of these places on my screen share and our email. We're happy to hear from you all in any of these ways. If somebody would like to drop in on the committee, we are on the committee calendar. We meet at 5:30 on Thursdays right now. And committee members, anything else to add?
I would just like to clarify that this is part of our understanding of the process available within WSO and the conference today. We, the committee, do not have the power to come in and say, okay, the ABC voted in 2024 that this proposed language would be studied and then voted on in 25. So we don't have the authority to come in and say, okay, we're going to throw that language away and we're going to replace it with new language. What we do have is a responsibility to say, you know, we've learned from what we've heard, and we think a better way to word it would be X, whatever it might be. And so we can propose that as an amendment. However, the WSO allows that process to go forward. But it could also be that the only real way forward is to say, no, this proposed language just is terrible. We'll vote it down and then throw it back to further committee works or whatever other process ACA as a whole desires and decides is appropriate. So, yes, right now, this is the language that the ABC, that the conference has approved as a draft, and it will be voted on. And what happens will happen at the 2025 ABC. Pass.
Thank you, Cause. I see Michael, you have your hand up.
Hey, everyone. Michael, adult child. I was just thinking a moment ago after hearing somebody say the terminology that's used about meetings, groups, and all that kind of stuff. There's also a subcommittee on looking at virtual groups or all that kind of, and maybe that terminology will get tidied up in that process. That's all I got.
Thank you, Michael.
Kelly, it says Sue. I would just say as a committee member, we welcome new committee members all the time. So we're on the committee calendar. You can send an email. You can check us out on Slack. And if you can't attend, that's okay. We understand that. That's why we have an open Slack channel so that we can have a dialogue in between all of these beautiful town halls and conferences. And with that, I'll pass.
Real quick question, Sue. Can we guarantee that you will be able to save the chat?
I so just that, saved it on my computer when I heard about it. So
that's one of the things that I used to be able to do, and I can't anymore for some reason.
No worries.
Can I also ask Sue, the recordings for this morning and now, will they be?
Yeah, they're going to be posted on the Concepts webpage, but we need help to do that, and it's Saturday night, so give us a couple of days.
Yeah,
and our staff will help us and we'll get it posted.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything? We still have 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Mary Jill.
Yeah, actually, I'll ask a question that occurred to me when Kaz was talking. You said Kaz, whatever WSO will allow to happen. Did you mean the conference will allow to happen in terms of changing things?
I just meant that I am admitting that the details of ABC procedural propriety are still a little abstract to me, and how things can change, if they can change at all, is not something I'm familiar with. But some sort of change can be done, even if it's the brute force, smash this proposal and start all over again.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Sue. I think at the end of the day, the WSO organization through the board reports to the conference, which also has the delegates from our fellowship. So it is. It will be decided by those that are in a meeting at the annual business conference in April in 2025. So we'll work it all out together in unity. Growth in unity.
Thank you, Sue. Well, I really appreciate everybody turning out this evening or afternoon, wherever you are, afternoon, morning. I'm not sure. And I, you know, it was every time I'm on a meeting and large groups of us from all over the place discuss the concepts. I mean, it just blows me away that the different perspectives and what I learn. It's almost 10:30 here and I'm tired, but I'm glad I was here.
Me too.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you like me to lead us out in the Serenity Prayer?
Yes, please.
All righty, so let's all take a deep breath and let us say our ACA Serenity Prayer in whatever language and whatever form that's calling your heart. And I'll do it in an affirmation. Today, I seek the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me in the extension. I seek patience for the changes that take time, and acceptance and appreciation for all that I have, a love, tolerance, and acceptance for those with different struggles, and the strength to get up and try again one day, one moment at a time. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you to our presenters. Thank you to our committee members. Another wonderful session. And I'll stop the recording for us.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you all so much, everybody, for showing up.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.